Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Irvin, Reach Leadership. In all honesty, I haven't done any podcasting at all or even speaking about any of this stuff. In reality, this whole thing was just on the go. I'm driving, thoughts kind of come to my mind, and I just wanted to record them. Lately I haven't been doing it, but we might be going back at this and trying it out again and seeing how it goes. So hopefully you are inspired and motivated, some of these things can kind of help you guys out. Just a quick, 5, 7, 8, 10 minute, quick little lesson podcast or whatnot, just on my thoughts, honestly. This time around, I've been thinking a whole lot about where my energy goes. And where does it go? Where do I spend all my stuff in? I really try my best to give myself 120% to everything that I do. I always try my best to go out and become a better me, to help people out. That's what I've always wanted. That's just me. That's just how I am. I love helping people. I love going out and, working with these kids, with these teachers and these staff. I really do enjoy what I do. And it can be draining, emotionally draining. It can be, and because I pour so much into what I do, the workshops, the keynote speakings, and everything that I do, I always put a lot of effort and energy to it. So I get home and I'm drained. It's like, there's just a lot, and I always do my best to come home and try to reset and get back at it, but I had this thought where, one day I came home and I was just tired, and my son's like, "Hey, let's play. And I was like, just give me a few minutes, buddy. Let me just rest. And I guess a lot of these things these thoughts came to me where I was like, wait a minute. I'm pouring 120% at the beginning of the day to my job, to what I do. I put 120% to everything that I'm doing. And then I come home and I feel like they're getting leftovers. My wife, my son, I feel like they're getting leftovers. I'm not pouring a lot of time into them anymore. Or at least on those days are a little bit harder than the others. And I was like, man, in reading, I guess I just started realizing that we got to put our homes in order, right? We got to be able to put 120%, not only in just the things that we do, but also in the things in our homes where we come home to. The worst thing you can literally go through is to go home, have a crazy day, and then come back and things are just not in order. Things are not good. And in all honesty, I don't want to be like that. I want to be the person and stuff who comes home and resets and is like, okay, I just put 120% here and inspiring people and motivating people and doing, to do and become better, better versions of themselves. And then I come home, I want to be and do that for my family as well. So, one of the biggest questions that I ask myself is where does your energy go to? Everything needs to be done in an orderly way. And I think we need to put order in our families, in our homes, and be able to provide and to be better people for the ones that we serve at home, the ones that we have there at home, because ultimately, that's our first everything. We wake up, they're there. We come home, they're there. This is literally what we need to do. We need to be able to give all our energy at home, not just leftovers. Leftovers are, who wants leftovers? Some people like leftovers and that's cool, but that's not the best. You're not giving the best. And that's not how things are. And I was reading in the Bible, I was reading in 1 Corinthians 13, right, where it talks about love and how much love we need to put in, what love is and all this, right? And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3, it says, I may give away everything I have to help others, and I may even give my body as an offering to be burned, but I gain nothing by doing all this if I don't have love. And I think that kind of really spoke to me in sense and I know like different translation has different things and stuff, but to me, the way it kind of just made me think and understand was like, man, like, what are you doing at home? Are you pouring all your love, all your energy, 120% at home before you go out and do all the other things? Like, how much more can you give your family after you've already done your gig? You can be the most inspiring person. You can be the most motivating person. You can be the most hardworking, full of integrity, just person and stuff that is like, you know, like everybody loves to them. But then you come home, like, what type of person are you? And so I think today, and I just wanted to motivate you guys and just kind of, I guess, maybe not even motivate. I just really wanted to get you guys thinking a little bit, is like, where does your energy go to? Who do you pour into? Is it the people that you love the most? Or are there people that may or may not remember what you just did for them? So I'm gonna leave you guys with that thought. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or anything stuff like that, please reach out. That was just something that I was having in the back of my mind that I've been thinking a whole lot about, and I'm gonna be more, obviously, just more intentional about what I do at home, and pouring a lot more at home than I do out there, because again, it's the people that you come home to, it's the environment, the atmosphere, that's what you're creating, that's what you're building, is a place where you love to be at the end of the day, when it sucked out there or when it was the greatest. The people that you come home to are your number one fans. People you come home to are the ones that are gonna continue helping them, because ultimately you're doing that for them. So hope you guys have a great day. Keep inspiring.